What I want to do is move on to look at a really big topic, attachment. What is this thing called attachment? I always say, what a strange name that was given to it. In fact, it feels like exactly the opposite is what this whole area, this subject matter is about. It's much more about detachment. It's about the losses that get set up in individuals' lives in the early stages of childhood development, where the bonding with what we call or who we call the main caregiver, typically a mum or a dad, but can very much be a foster parent, an adopted parent, grandparents, aunts, whoever has the most significant influence in the day-to-day upbringing of the child, the main caregiver. So I'm going to show you some cycles that you can look at, which explain the stages that a child goes through in the development, in their growth, and how things can go wrong to set up attachment issues. One of the cycles is called securely attached cycle. And the diagram which you'll see accompanying the notes begins at the top, the 12 o'clock position, and it will show you, again remember, we're starting with the first 2 years of life typically, when this really clever person, it's the John Bowlby, back in the 1940s, helped us to better understand this concept of attachment. And he talks about the first 2 years of life, but don't stop with the first 2 years of life where the damage arguably is done. The main damage is done in the child's life because of a separation or a not good enough bonding with the main caregiver, but go on right up to puberty, sometimes even afterwards, in fact perhaps even a lot of the times afterwards. And the point is, being fostered, being adopted, being sent to boarding school, these are significant events that causes a detachment, a separation from the main caregiver. So I want to just take you through the cycle and what it looks like for individuals that are said to be securely attached on this hand. I talk about those that have the ideal outcome are securely attached. On this hand are the key things which we're really going to look at when we talk about attachment issues, and they are really what we call insecure attachments. And there are three of them, three insecure attachments. And what I want you to do is understand which might apply to you, doesn't apply to everyone, but which of the three insecure attachments may apply to you. On this hand is the secure attachment, that's the ideal outcome, a good enough upbringing, a good enough bonding with the main caregiver. But when it goes wrong, or at least not in an ideal, it doesn't really work well enough for the developing child, one of those three insecure attachments get set up. So in the securely attached cycle, at the 12 o'clock position, the baby rests. As you go round the cycle, the 10 past the hour on the clock face, the baby experiences discomfort or has a need. As you go one round, the baby protests, usually by crying. And of course, the vehemence of the crying will increase as the child becomes more distressed because their particular needs are not being attended to and met straight away. As you go on round, mother responds, picks up the baby, makes eye contact, talks to the baby, soothes the baby. That's great. As you go on round the clock face, the baby, therefore, in response to the being looked after by mother, by the caregiver, the baby calms down and experiences trust. When the baby is out of sorts, cries, it doesn't mean immediately, but soon enough for the distressed child, their needs are met, they are soothed. So the baby interacts with mother, and over time the baby finds rest again, and the cycle keeps going on. This will now make sense when I take you through what happens though when it's disrupted, not a good enough caregiver. This is not really a criticism of parents. Please don't view it like that. We're not being critical of parents. The fact is, parents can do the very best for each child, but twin one experiences attachment and life was done exactly the same way for twin two, but twin two doesn't have any attachment issues. It's about the uniqueness of how that particular child's brain needed care and nurturing done. But of course, in many children's lives, the detachment, the separation, the not good enough care is quite apparent. And I'm going to take you through an explanation of those things. But